In all the languages of the world, and there are about 7,000 of them, there are many words that we never get to use because they don't appear in the English dictionary. In German, for example, Kummerspeck is the regret you feel when you've put on weight because of too much eating. And the word leogenic in the Tagalog language of the Philippines describes somebody or something that looks good from far away, but not so good close up. Another such useful expression came my way recently. It's from the Japanese. It is sonduku, meaning the buying of books that you never read or never finish. This particular habit is a chronic problem for some of us, especially in high summer, when we're being pressured by newspaper lists of summer reading designed to make us feel guilty. If an appealing book is featured in some list of top 10 picks by a literary celebrity, it seems almost churlish not to at least try to read it. And so it arrives in the house and becomes part of the furniture, and it sits there, waiting to be read and radiating sonduku. This would be no problem apart from the small inconvenience of clutter and the larger inconvenience of guilt. A blank cell phone or computer screen creates no guilt, which is why they're so popular. The World Wide Web may contain all the knowledge and literature in the wide world, but it's invisible, so we don't have to think about it. But unread books are too real and substantial to be switched off. They sit there on the shelves looking at us accusingly, year after year, like abandoned lovers. Somewhere along the line, I got into the habit of picking up just about anything in print and then failing to read it. Even worse, I acquired the habit of half-reading several books at once, in slices as it were, resulting in a strangely kaleidoscopic literary experience. I could give you a long list of my sonduku books, but we don't have the time. One of them, until recently, was Peter Gay's monumental biography of Sigmund Freud. I hesitated, not only because of its size, but because, although I know Freud's theories in outline, as most people do, I don't know how he arrived at them in detail by the process of analysis. I've always considered myself a rare example of psychological normality, but I suppose I might be missing something. The wisdom of the greatest figure in psychoanalysis might reveal that I'm as neurotic as everybody else. Well, I'm about a quarter way through the book. It's 1912 in Vienna, and the participants in the bitter psychoanalytic battles of the time, Freud, Jung, Adler and the rest, seem intent on driving one another mad, and they didn't have far to go. So I think I already have my answer. I don't need to read the rest of the 800 pages for reassurance. They were all crazy. I'm normal. Freud can remain sonduku. This is David Boucher.